Brethren, know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This epistle of Septuagesima Sunday falls in a very timely manner, being that this time of year is there's a lot of hype because of the Super Bowl. St. Paul was addressing this epistle to the Corinthians, who were very familiar with the famous race that took place for the Greeks, and that he is referring to this event because there is something we can learn from athletes. Football is, for us today in America, the familiar sport. I took a brief look at the routine of one of the NFL players. Tom Brady, he's one of the more renowned quarterbacks. His routine, his daily routine for off-season, is quite extraordinary, I thought. There is about 8 hours a day of physical exercise or conditioning. And then his meals, they are very strictly regulated. That is, he is careful to eat only those things which will have a good impact on his physical makeup, his muscle structures. Also, there is in his schedule a regular time for going to bed and waking up. He makes sure he gets regular rest. Everything in the schedule, which is every hour of the day, there is something he has set aside for a particular activity. He has it all focused to one goal, ultimately. That is, performing his best during the football season. St. Paul, he exhorts us by such an example as this, that we also so run so as to obtain the prize. That is, we should, each of us, in our own lives, we should imitate the diligence that these athletes show for gaining their corruptible crown. And our crown is much greater that we strive for. We can make everything in our lives, we should make everything in our lives, work towards that goal. One great help to this would be to make a schedule, to have a sort of rule of life. As much as possible according to our situation, our circumstances. Now, the first thing before we make a schedule, before we find out a routine for ourselves, is to have our goal fixed in mind. If you ask any professional athlete, they will tell you that as soon as you lose sight of the goal, or if you have no goal in mind, it's very vague, then you will not persevere in the daily grind because of all the work that's expected of you on a day-to-day basis, just fruit exercises. It becomes very boring after a while to repeat the same exercises over and over again. But it's all done in order to perform well. And when players, as will happen, they lose sight of their ultimate goal, that is winning the championship, they will not keep up to par on their daily practices, and they will be substandard players. So just to have the mental focus is very key for these athletes. Our focus is, of course, heaven. But even more than that, St. Paul is exhorting us to run, he says, as to obtain the prize. That is, we should not just try to avoid hell, but we want to become saints. We want to be what God intends us to be, that is, perfect in all things. And that is something all of us are able to achieve by the help of His grace. Meditation on the four last things would be a great help in this regard, to really get our goals, to see things from the eyes of eternity. It will help us to renew our goals, the truest goals that we should have in life as Catholics. And this again, these 3 weeks before Lent is a good time to do this, to reassess our lives in order that when we start in Lent, we can also start with good resolutions that will be pertinent to our own lives, because each of us has our own things to work on. And that brings us to the second point of, so the schedule, there are very specific exercises for these athletes, and it depends, it changes a bit depending on your position in the game. And you focus on those exercises that will help you do your job. And what we need to do ourselves during these couple weeks before Lent is to assess our lives. What is it that we need to work on the most? If we can narrow down to just one, even just one thing, that would be very good, because then we can focus on only that one thing and actually effectively deal with it. That is how you make the most progress, is by focusing on your the one problem. And if you find out the dominant problem that you have, the obstacle to holiness, to greater perfection, to deal with that alone, often the other things will just fall into place on their own. So, for example, if we see that we spend too much time, we know that we spend too much time on social media during Lent, let us give it up, just totally. If we know that we talk too much, try to talk less, or to not talk about yourself, to only be talking about the interests of others. That's very hard to do. If we just take some time during this preparatory weeks before Lent to consider our lives, what just one thing, find one thing, and then resolve to work on it. That is an analogy to the exercises these athletes do. But the other thing they do is, again, they eat a strict diet. They follow a strict diet, which is meant to help them perform well. We have spiritual goals, namely virtue and sanctity, and then ultimately heaven. So we need a spiritual food. And the spiritual food that's given us is the Holy Eucharist. And it's meant to be our daily bread, as we say in the Pater Noster, the Our Father. Now, we cannot always receive him sacramentally, but we can receive him spiritually. And we should do that every day. You can even do it many times a day. And that should be something to include on this regime, this schedule, this daily schedule. When we put them at a specific time of the day that we set aside for these practices, then we ensure that we actually do them. And then they become, in this way, habits. And when they become habits, they become, it's easier to do them with regularity. And that's important for athletes as well. They will tell you that a little bit of exercise, which is constant over many days, is much more worth than to do 10 hours straight of exercise and then to drop it for 5 days. That does not actually get you very far. It will only leave you exhausted and you will probably drop everything. So it's that just a little bit, but constantly, is important. And therefore, we should every day make a spiritual communion. And you do that by thinking of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. You make an act of faith, an act of hope, that he will give us the graces we need, and an act of love. That is, you desire to be united with him and to do his holy will. The other aspect we've seen in an athlete's regime is proper rest. That's also very important in order to perform well. Now, the rest I'm thinking of for our needs, spiritual needs, it's not so much the physical rest, which is necessary, of course, but I'm thinking of rest from the world, that is, rest for the soul. The soul, remember, is burdened by the body and the cares of the body, the toil of the day. But it can also be burdened by certain forms of recreation, that recreation is necessary for us, but there are forms that will take more energy from us than refresh us. And you can figure that out yourself if you just assess your lives. That what is it, when I come away from my recreation, what I do in my free time, am I more ready to go back to work the next day or that same day? Or am I ready to pray better? Does it help me do these things? Or am I rather drained? My energy drained and my thoughts are totally taken up with this thing. If that's the case, then that recreation is definitely not the best one for you, and it might be worth giving up altogether, at least mortifying it during Lent. It is often a very good practice during Lent for everybody, but especially if you are addicted, to give up TV or video games. Those things are very distracting. And when we are distracted, again, it's like the soul is not finding any rest. Then when you want to pray, it's very difficult to pray. It's difficult to read. It's difficult to do anything spiritual because we've not just given ourselves that proper rest. Tom Brady, again, to requote, he said, "In the off-season, I try to do a lot of the things that I do in the season. I always believe that if you want to be good at what your job is, that you have to do that. You have to constantly practice, and practice makes perfect." St. Paul tells us that this Lent is the acceptable time. It is the season of grace. So by taking these steps to consider our lives, what we need to work on, we can enter Lent ready to go. We will on the right foot. And then we will receive and benefit from all the graces of this holy season in the best possible way. And then it will make for us a very happy Easter, and we will be closer to our eternal goals. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.